Manx Radio's 1 to 3, tendered by Ramsey Garden Centre. Pick up your new all-season loyalty card in-store today and start collecting reward points.
Ain't no other man. But Howard Kane, who's just crashed our party. I'm going to send you away in a moment because I've got other people to talk to. But it's always lovely to see you. You know you're always welcome on the 1 to 3 party train. But I do want to have a quick chat with you because the reason you're here is because you spied a box of allotment gold, basically,
followed us up to the studio. It was proffered in my direction. Had the box just gone past, down the corridor, I'd have been none the wiser. It could have been
shoe polish. What was the box full of?
It's full of heritage seeds from the Heritage Seed Library. So all sorts of stuff you can't really get elsewhere. And these are all varieties which have died out or on the brink of sort of extinction in some cases. And some of these stuff you won't find it elsewhere. So it are old varieties, types of vegetable you might not normally grow, perhaps like amaranth. A rare chance to try something different, which is great. That's the great thing about growing veggies, I think. If you're growing something at home in your own patch, then do something different. You know, there's no point in growing the stuff you can get in the shops. You may as well try and grow something. Well, there is a point, but I mean, it's nicer, put it that way, I think, to grow something you might not get elsewhere.
If you're maybe a little bit more green-fingered than the rest of us.
Well, I don't even think you need to be more green-fingered, just more adventurous. Try something and then try an older variety. It might not crop as well. It might be an unusual colour, which we've done before with you. It might be something, like I said, it might have a slightly different flavour. It could be any of these things. But it's normally anything that you'll buy in the shops will be grown purely for commercial values. It'll be grown for so they'll all crop at the same time and there'll be heavy cropping, etc. Might not necessarily be grown because it looks beautiful or because it tastes the best. Well, so it's a great chance to try something a bit different.
Which is what you've done. So you've taken a couple of different packs of seeds, which I know Tiny's with us from Lovely Greens, and she's going to share what those seeds are on her social shortly. But I would like you to, once you leave here, to go and keep note in a diary. I want you to make a sort of video or audio diary for us of how you get on with those seeds. Okay?
Yeah, we'll give it a whiz and see how we go. Sometimes, you know what it's like? Sometimes things go really well, and usually every year there's always something, I think, which does really well. And every year there's something which just bums out and just doesn't work at all. You know, you try your best, you do everything right, and it just doesn't grow.
Well,
and
I've got everything crossed for you.
Oh, thank you. Everything.
Mainly because I want to sample it all.
Okay,
once
we'll see what we can do. So we've got peppers, beans, a bit of amaranth, and some dwarf beans as well.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for that, Howard. I appreciate you joining in at short notice. And the reason we're talking about these heritage seeds is Tiny Anderson from Lovely Greens, because the seed swap and plant share by Howard is happening this weekend. And you've got an affiliation with the Heritage Seed Library, haven't you?
That's right. I'm here with Brenda, and we have been organising the seed swap and plant share for 13 years.
13
We have a couple of other people also, Nettie and Claire, who are now part of the seed swap team. And this year we are running the seed swap not only as a local event where people can come in, bring their unwanted seedlings and seed packets and leave with new ones, but also to raise money for the allotments and the Heritage Seed Library. So we are supporting that charity this time.
And Brenda, Tanya mentioned there that it's 13 years. Do you remember the first one and what sort of size it was and what happened at it?
We were really young at the time, and it was something quite new to the island. And it's just as topsy, it growed. I think we've been victims of our own success in a way, because we're having to get bigger venues.
Well, there's something really lovely about that. Well, you're all sort of green finger people. And so the fact that, you know, you have helped it to grow is quite a beautiful thing, isn't it?
Well, it's
really
raised awareness on the island. I think, you know, children are involved and everyone's involved. You don't have to have an allotment, a garden, a pot on your balcony. And people are really enthusiastic. So it's a good atmosphere. People are very generous, and it's going to be fantastic. It's a big event on the island as far as we're concerned. And come along and enjoy it, please.
And people do come from all over the island for it. I mean, last year there was a line outside the door for a long time. And I think that's kind of the reason why I'm guessing you've gone for two floors of the Institute this year.
We have. When we started, we'd never thought it would get as big as this. But it really has, it's caught people's imagination, because I think others have started sort of little pockets of this on the island, but we are the biggest and the best, shall we say.
I like that, Brenda.
Well, we've got to blow our own trumpet. Come on.
Well, exactly. And I'm guessing you've seen some pretty interesting things that people have brought along over the years, because you can bring anything that's sort of garden related, really, can't you?
We get a lot of books and magazines and now, garden tools, pots, everything. It's all donated and somebody somewhere will find a home for it. So, yeah, it's good. And it's also, we started with vegetables, but now houseplants, which we'd never really thought of before.
They're big. So many houseplants are shared. Yeah. Seed packets. The Seed Swap is an amazing opportunity just to go through your shed, go through your seed storage, go through your plants, rehome the ones you don't want anymore or don't need, and then get new ones for basically free.
Because if you're growing things from seed, then quite often you have many, many plants that you can't actually deal with that many yourself anyway. So rather than just throw them away, it's nice to be able to share them. 100%,
which is why we used to do the Seed Swap a little bit earlier on in the year, and we've changed it now, so it's going to be in April, so that we have all of those seedlings. And last year there were tons, just scores of tomato seedlings, you name it.
They all went.
They did, yeah.
And what we've got to try and get across to people is that you don't have to bring new seeds. It can be half a pack. Because I know when I started on my allotment, you'd put the whole packet in and end up with hundreds of, I don't know, leeks or beans or whatever. You don't have to. You know, you can start it off in a small plant pot. But half a pack of seeds, and also the dates on them. You might not get 100% germination from old seeds, but you will get something. So it's worth bringing those as well. We don't want to put people off by saying, oh, go out and buy a lot of seeds and bring them. No, just what you've got.
And it's a good chance, as Howard was just saying, to try something completely different. And in fact, Tanya, when we were on the way up the stairs earlier, you were talking about some Manx varieties that were almost lost but are now sort of being brought back to life, I suppose.
And that is the beauty of the Heritage Seed Library. So I have a little pot of seedlings with me today. They're the Manx Marvel tomatoes. And as far as I'm aware, this is the only locally Manx variety of vegetable or flower even that we can grow and use ourselves. And I thought it was lost. And last year I was actually asking a lot of people, does anyone have any of these? And I did not get a single peep. But guess what? The Heritage Seed Library have conserved them and are making them available to the public. And so as a member, I was able to get the seeds this year. And who knows, there might be some seeds in here. I've not gone through them all. There might be some Manx Marvel tomato seeds in the seeds that they've donated to us.
So I want you to just close your eyes and pick out a couple of packs of seeds and tell me what you get, because there's some fascinating stuff in there.
Okay, I've got two packets here, and we have a pepper called Nardello and a pea called, oh dear, how do I say this? Oscotart. It looks like it's a Dutch name.
Interesting. Basically, you've never heard of those before. No.
No, but that's the thing, is that so many varieties of fruit and vegetables, be they heritage varieties or ex-commercial varieties, if they're not sold anymore, they tend to die out because there are so few people saving seeds. Mm-hmm. And so organizations like this have really helped us to preserve that heritage for the future so that we don't lose these varieties. And it's the same with the seed swap as well. You can bring seeds in that you've saved yourself, as well as seed packets to share with others and help keep some of these more kind of locally grown plants and seeds here on the island too.
Yeah, it's a win-win, it really is. In a few minutes, we're going to be finding out exactly how the seed swap works, what time it's on, how you can get involved. But Stone Roses, which is very apt because we are talking about everything green at the moment. It is a seed swap and plant share on Saturday at the Laxey Institute. We're talking to Tanya and Brenda, who've been organising the seed swap since it began 13 years ago. And as we were just finding out, much bigger this year, taking over two floors. And brilliantly, the reason it's taking over two floors is because it is that popular and it will still be exceptionally busy. So Brenda, what do people need to know? What time do they need to turn up? How does it actually work when they get there?
The actual event starts at 2 o'clock till four. And you don't have to come early because people are bringing from two till four. They will still be bringing plants in. So you won't turn up and everything's gone. So, you know, and we also have a raffle, which generates a little bit of income because obviously we have to pay for the venue and what have you. And it's just good fun. There will be refreshments. I mean, I'm not a good baker, but I will produce a cake of some description. And yeah, the whole family can come. It's a great event as far as we're concerned. I say it's been going for 13 years. We were reasonably young when we started, weren't we?
What are you trying to say, Brenda? Speak for yourself.
Okay. Okay, I must.
And what are you talking about with your cake? She always brings in something really tasty.
I bet.
But we have Claire, who brings in her famous lemon drizzle cake. There's an incredible amount of raffle prizes that people bring in that are donated by local businesses. So Belle and Evan Compost have donated compost. Ramsey Garden Center. We have the Farmers Combine. Loads of prizes to win. There is a door fee, so it's £1 per person.
£1.
Children are free. It's nothing, but it helps to keep this going, yeah. And also to support the allotments and our chosen charity. So it's a completely non-profit event. We don't earn anything from it. We do it because we love it, and we want to see people start their gardens off in a good way, inexpensively, and reduce waste.
It must be so lovely to have seen it grow this much over the years, to know that this many people now are interested and taking part in this sort of thing. And, you know, having allotments, growing things in their garden, becoming a little bit more self-sufficient. Not that we can be entirely so, but, you know, there's something about that. And I know you've got an allotment as well, haven't you, Brenda? So
tell us
what sort of things do you grow on yours?
I have. I think it's everyone's dream at the moment to relocate to the country, grow your own stuff. I have to say, it's hard work, but it's worth it. And because you can eat fresh, produce with no chemicals added. So I only grow what I like nowadays. I went through the phase of kale and Brussels sprouts and things, which I absolutely hate. So I now just stick with things I know. So various beans, peas, potatoes, salads and fruit. So everything from gooseberries, black currants, red currants, white currants, raspberries, strawberries, rhubarb. Everyone has to have a clump of rhubarb
in their
garden.
Or...
Yeah.
Do you have rhubarb in your garden, Christy?
No, but I'm going to start it this year, I tell you.
You
I need to put some rhubarb in the garden. Well, this is the thing, because last year I got some stuff from the Seed Swap and Plant Share, and I grew them, and I had some lovely tomatoes from there, some interesting varieties. It was really nice. But it's not just about bringing along, as you said, the plants and the seeds, because, Tanya, you can bring pretty much anything garden-related.
Absolutely. And you can show up with nothing. If you don't have anything to share, come along to the event. If you take a packet of seeds or plants, we just ask that you leave a very small donation. We're talking about pocket change. And then that way you can get set up to start growing without spending a fortune at the garden centre.
And you might find something really unusual. What's the most interesting plant that you've seen someone bring along to the swap?
Oh, dear. At the end of the event, so I don't really have much time because we're all working at the event, making sure everyone else is getting what they need. But at the end, there's always tons of seeds left over and tons of plants left over. And I have nearly all of my house plants as basically these leftover plants that no one wanted that I just nurtured and grew. And some of them are absolutely beautiful now. And I was looking just recently at one of them that was for sale in a local shop. And it was just £8 for a kind of an average looking plant. Mine is beautiful, and I got it for free at the seed swap.
Because they're usually coming from people who love doing this. And so there's a lot of passion and heart that goes into it. Well, it is on Saturday. Get yourselves to the Laxey Institute. As Brenda was saying, it's between 2 and 4, but that doesn't mean you have to turn up bang on 2 o'clock because things will be brought throughout those 2 hours. So you want to turn up at the time when your plant arrives. So you don't want to miss out on that. And where can they go for more information, Tanya?
There is a Facebook page, so if you find Lovely Greens or the Laxey and Lonan Allotment Association, we've got an event page there. Mm-hmm. But all you just really need to remember is this Saturday, April 6th, from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Laxey Working Men's Institute.
Lovely. Thank you both so much. Oh, Brenda, go on. Last word to you.
I was just going to say, please bring cash. We don't accept cards.
Very good point.
Cash is still king.
Cash is king.
But there is a cash point right around the corner.
There is. Yeah, there is. So cash is king at the seed swap. And if you forget to bring some with you, just go to the cash point. Thanks very much, both of you.
Thank you.
Manx Radio's 1 to 3, tended by Ramsey Garden Centre. Pick up your new all-season loyalty card in-store today and start collecting reward points.